Today's shir is a Masechta Gittin on Daf Chav Beis. We will begin from the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud on Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis. Begins the Mishnah. Ein Koisven b'mechubur l'karka. One does not write a get, you're not allowed to write a get, on something that is attached to the ground. As Rashi brings down, D'chsiv v'kosav v'nosan she'ein mechusur k'tzitza. Rashi is referring to the Gemara that we had at the top of the Yomit on the second line, where the Gemara states, Omar krov v'kosav v'nosan la, mi she'ein mechusur elaksiva unesina, yotza zeh she'mechusur k'tziva k'tzitza v'nesina. And the Gemara there was speaking about a get that was written on the Karen of a Porah, on a cow's horn, and the halacha is that if he wrote the get on the Karen of the Porah and then cut off the Karen and gave the get written on the Karen to the woman, it would be a posel get, because the Torah says that right after the ksiva there has to be in the sina. But if it was necessary to cut off the horn and then give it to the isha, that extra step invalidates the get. The only way it would be kosher by a Karen of a Porah, as we learned in yesterday's shir, is if the entire Porah was given. Now, the Rajba points out that this halacha here in our Mishnah, that one does not write a get on something that's mechubur l'karka, because it would likewise be necessary to cut that thing off from the ground and then give it to the woman, you'd have that extra step of ksitza, and the Torah requires the nesina right after the ksiva of the get. But in fact, the Rajba says that here the din is even more chomer, because what would happen if he would write it on something that's mechubur l'karka, and then he would be makneh the karka, he would give over to the woman this piece of karka that she should own it now. The halacha is that whereas by the Karen of the poor, if he gives over the whole poor with the Karen, so we say that there was no kitzitz in the middle, and the get is kosher. It was vikosav on the Karen, and then he gave over the Karen without cutting it off, because he gave over the whole poor. But over here, if he would write it on something mechubur l'karka and then give over the karka to the woman, here, says the Rashi, would be more chomer, and it would still be a pasul get, because we would not be fulfilling what it says further in the pasuk, v'nasan biyada, that he has to give it over into her hand. And here, by the mere fact that it's in karka, it's impossible to give it over to her hand without cutting it off from the ground, and therefore it would be possible. So it comes out that by karka, whether he wrote it on mechubur l'karka and cut it off and then gave it to the woman, or whether he wrote it on mechubur l'karka and then was makna the karka to the isha, in both of these cases, the Mishnah indicates that ein koisven, which the Gemara will learn in the Hava Minute, that this means it's actually possible if he would do such a thing, and then the Gemara is going to change his mind, as we'll see in the Gemara. Kosvei b'mechubur, if he in fact wrote it on mechubur, tolshei, and then he cut it off, v'chosmoi, and then the edim, pashupshat in this word is that the edim then signed after it was cut off from the ground, v'nosna lo, and then he gave her the get, the halach, according to the Tanna Kamma, is kosher. And Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to ask, you just told me that ain't kosher mechubur l'karka, which is mashma, that it's possible, that it doesn't help even b'dieved, and then you tell me that if in fact he wrote the mechubur and cut it off, as long as the chasima, the signatures of the edim were on tolish, it's kosher. The Gemara will give an answer to this question. Rabbi Yehuda poisel, Rabbi Yehuda says it is possible. It is necessary for both the ksiva and the ksima to be betolish, and therefore, in the case that the Tanna Kamma just said, where kosvim mechubur, and then he cut it off from the mechubur, and only the ksimas of the edim were on the tolish, the Tanna Kamma said kosher, and that Rabbi Yehuda says no, it would be possible. You need both the ksiva and the ksima to have been betolish. We learned before, Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph points out that really Rabbi Yehuda should have said that it is necessary for the ksiva to be betolish, And if the ksiva is betolish, automatically the ksima was betolish as well. Why did Rabbi Yehuda have to say both the ksiva and the ksima? Isn't it implicit in the words of Rabbi Yehuda by saying the ksiva is necessary betolish, that includes the ksima? And on that, Tosis answers, not necessarily so, because it's possible that the ksiva was in tolish. Then he planted it back into the ground where it took roots, and then he could have made the chsima on something in Mechubar. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda has to say that both at the time of the chsiva, the item has to be betolish, and then likewise at the time of chsima, even if he replanted it in between, he has to cut it off again and make the chsima on tolish, otherwise it will remain possible. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseirah Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseirah says, Ein Koisvin, we're not allowed to write a get, loyal on Niyor HaMochuk, not on erased paper, the loyal adiftera, as we'll see in the Gemara, adiftera is one of the three types of skins that are not completely treated. It's not completely finished parchment, which is called klaf. And what is the reason that a niyor hamochuk and diftera one does not write a get? Mipnei shehu yochel is daif, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseirah says that one could forge the get, as Rashi explains. There could have been a tnai originally in this get, a condition on upon which the get was given, and the tnai was not kept, and therefore the get is not a get, and they will erase the tnai, and it would seem that the get was a valid get, and really this woman is an Eishes Ish, and the get was not chal. And this erasure will not be recognizable on a rubbed out piece of paper or on diphtera, which is not treated with gall nuts. The gall nuts cause the ore to become dark, and then an erasure is noticeable. Here, both if it was once erased before or if it's diphtera, it's not noticeable in erasure, and therefore the get is possible, because it may have been erased. The Chachamim Achshirin, the Chachamim say that in such a case the get would be kosher, and as Rashi points out, the Gemara will explain who the Chachamim are and what their svara is that the get should be kosher, if in fact it is possible to forge the contents of the get. Begins the Gemara, Kosval Mechubar, you said in the beginning of the Mishnah that you said, rather, in the second line of the Mishnah, that if he wrote it on Mechubar, it is kosher. Vo'amrat, you said, Bereisha, in the Reisha, on the first line of the Mishnah, Ein Koisvin, as the Run explains. Ein Koisvin would indicate that it's a Psul Midaraisa, and therefore it should not even help after the fact, but Yeved, and then you turn around on the second line of the Mishnah and you say, Kosvin Mechubar, that if he didn't listen and he wrote up a Mechubar, and then he cut it off, and then the Adam signed, that it is kosher. There's a steerer from the first line of the Mishnah to the second, from the Reisha to the Seif, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that the pshat is, when it says in the first line of the Mishnah, Ein Kais V'Mechubar, Itakim means only Midarabonin. It's only a Gzeiris Chachamim. And in order to understand what Rav Yehuda is saying in the name of Shmuel, we have to define two terms. One of them, which we find throughout Masech the Gittin, is Toreif of the Get, and one is the Toface of the Get. Rashi, in the third line of the Gemara, says Toreif, Giluyov Shel Shtar. It is the revealed part of the Shtar, the essential part of the Shtar, Mokoim Ha'ish Va'isha V'Hazman, where we write the man's name, the woman's name, and the time when the get was written, as well as the phrase "Harei at muteras l'chol adam," that you through this get become mutter to everyone. That is the toreif of a get. The tofis of the get is the non-essential framework of the boilerplate part of the get, which is common by every get and is not unique to this husband and wife. So says Rabbi Yehuda, name of Shmuel, when did we learn that if it was written b'mechubar and then cut off, and then the Adam signed that it's kosher, v'hu shashir makom atoireif, that the only thing that was written b'mechubar is the toe face. However, the Torah, the essential part of the get, was not written in. And therefore, once it was cut off, not only was there chasima. Now here, the Rishonim explain, we will have to learn that the chasima means something else, as we will see in one moment when we find out who the man d'omer who holds this. Kosvay b'mechuber, Rabbi Yudah Amr Shmuel is learning, that you wrote the tofes, the non-essential part of the get b'mechuber, tolshah, you cut it off, but you had not yet written the toreif part of the get, and then b'di'evet it will be kosher. And we will soon understand as the Gemara continues. V'chein Amar Rab Lazar, Amar Rab Oishia, v'hu shashir makom atar. Rab Lazar, the name of Rab Oishia, said the same thing, that he must have left over the Torah. That was never written on the Mechuber. V'chein Amar Rab Chana, Amar Rab Yoichan, v'hu shashir makom atar. So they all say the same shot. Now, who's the man d'yomer that this is going according to? V'Rab Lazar, he. This is going according to Rab Lazar, the famous machlokes that we had throughout Masech Gittin, whether Eide Masira Karti or Eide Chasima Karti. Rab Lazar's shita is that the Eidim that caused the krisis of a get, that caused the separation between the husband and the wife, are the Eidim who see the get being given over to the wife. As Rashi explains, let's learn the Rashi inside together. Rab Lazar he, Masnis in the boy Ksiva, Betolish, the Dorish, Vikosav, the Kura, Aksav Haget, Veloyachsim Asadim. Rab Lazar's Shita is that the Vikosav Anasin is referring to the Toref of the Get, the essential part of the Get, and not to the Chsimus of the Adim. And who is this, says Rashi Rab Lazar? Do Omar, Chasimus Haget, Adim and Atara. That the Adim signing on a Get, that's not an Atara. Ella, as we've had in the Gemara before, Mesach the Get, Mipnei Tikkun Oilam. If the wife will not be able to find the Adim Asira, the Adim who saw the giving over of the get, she will at least have the Adim Chsima to validate the get. So it's something, a mechanism to help her mid-rabbonin, but it is minatora, it's not required at all. Hilkach, continues Rashi, the cost of the krok, sav haget koi. So when it says in Chumash, the cost of it nosen, what's the cost of going on? Not on the Chsima of the Adim, but it's going on the toref of the get. So let us continue now in the Gemara. Rab Lazar, Domeidi Masira Karti, Vahachi Kamer. And this is what the Mishnah is saying. Ein Koisvin Toifes. The Reisha, the first line of the Mishnah is when it says Ein Koisvin Mechubla Karka. And then it turns around the next line and says, but Yevit, if you did it, it's okay. Because the first line was referring to the Toifes, the non-essential. Ein Echanami, according to Rab Lazar, the Toref of the get, the essential part. Well, that's the Kosav and Asim. That's what the Torah is referring to when it says the Kosav, according to Rab Lazar. It's not referring to the Eide Chasima who signed on the get. It's referring to the essential Toref part of the get. So there, if you would write the Toref on Mechuber, that would be Poslum and Araisa. But the Tofes, the non-essential part, that is permitted Minatara to write it on Mechuber. It's only Osim and Rabbanan. Why? Exer, if I'm going to let you write the Tofes, you will also write the Torah. V'hachi kamer. Ein kosvin Tofes. You cannot write a Tofes. Shema yichtav Torah. Because maybe you will also write the essential part, and the essential part on Mechuber, Lekark is Poslum Minatara. Then the Mishnah continues, Kosvul Atayfus, if the person did not listen to the Takanas Chachamim, Bidiyevit, and he wrote the Tofes on Mechuber, Vitolshoi, and then they cut it off from the ground, Kosvay Latoyrei Vinasnala, and then they wrote the essential part of the get, the Torah, and they gave it to her, Kosher, it is kosher. And now the Rishonim explain, what does it mean when it says in the Mishnah, V'chosmu, that they signed it, according to Rab Lazar, signatures are not needed Minatara to validate the get. The Eidim Asira validate the get. So V'chosmu means that they finished off the get by writing the Torah, just like we have by a bracha. And the bracha, we say, the chasimis ha-bracha, the lashon is the ending of the bracha. It doesn't mean the signature of the bracha, but it means the ending part of the bracha is referred to as the chasim of the bracha. So to over here, according to this pshat in the Mishnah, that it's a gzeira on the toifis because of the toireif, but if you wrote the toifis mechuber, and then he was tolshe the get, And then he finished it off, not with signatures, but he finished it off by writing in the essential Toreif part of the get, the man and the woman's names and the zman, and arei at muteres l'chol adam, and then he gave it to her. It's kosher because the ikker part of the get, the ksiv of the Toreif, was written betolosh amemele, it's kosher. So this is the first pshat, the way Rabbi Yudah Mishmul understands the Mishnah, going according to Rav Lazar, who holds Eide Mesira Karti. V'Resh Lakish Amar, Resh Lakish has a different pshat. Chosmu Shaninu, we learned in the Mishnah, Chosmu, so you're saying a whole pshat that Chosmu means, like the chasim of the of a bracha, the word v'chosmu can refer to the ending, which you're saying refers to the Toreif. No, I say Chosmu means the signatures. Rav Meir, he, Armish is in fact going according to Rav Meir, Domer Eidi Chasima Karti, that says Eidi Chasima, because Rav Meir holds that which it says in the Pasuk v'chosav is not going on the Eidi Mesira, but it's going on the chasim of the Eidim, which is the ikar of the get according to Rav Meir. That's the part that validates the get. V'hachi kamer, and according to my pshat, says Rish Lakish, this is the pshat in the Mishnah. You're right, it's takeh gzeira in the Rabbanan, because midaraisa, if it's something that's required betolish, midaraisa, then it would be possible even b'dievet. But here we're speaking about gzeira. What's the gzeira? En kais min toirev, you cannot write the essential part of a get on mechuber, because gzeira shema yichtaim, because maybe the Edom will also sign on a mechuber, and that would talk according to Rav Meir, be possible midaraisa, because the chasima, that part has to be v'kosav v'nosan. Their signatures has to be right before the get is given. There cannot be a moment of kitzitz, of having to cut it off between the kesiva and the nesina. And what does the kesiva mean? The kesiva means the chasima said. Kosvu l'toyrev. Now the Mishnah continues with the second line, the Seifa. If b'dievet you wrote the toyrev on mechuber, which midrabbana you weren't supposed to, tolsho, you cut it off. Chosmu, they signed it, the Edom signed it when it was already cut off, and thus long they gave it to her. Then it is kosher. So Mimele we have a machlokes, whether our Mishnah is going according to Rav Lazar or according to Rav Meir. Is it going Eidi Mesira Karti, Eidi Chasima Karti? And we'll have a machlokes. Is it Ein Kosen according to Rav Lazar ben Mechuber on the toe face of the get because of the Toreif? Or is it according to Rav Meir Ein Kosen on the Toreif because of the Chasima? And Ein Echanami would be mashma according to Rav Meir that on the toe face of the get there's not even a Gzeirah Midrabbanan, and that would be Mutter Lechatchila B'Mechuber. The Toifus is Mutter Lechatchila. The Toreif is also Lechatchila, it's Mutter B'Yevet. And the Ksiva, which according to Rav Meir is the Chasima Seidim, that would be possible even B'Yevet. Now the Gemara discusses if you write on something that is not ground but is considered ground. Kosvoy al cheresh shel atzitz nakiv kosher. An atzitz nakiv is a perforated pot which is not necessarily attached to the ground. It could be attached to the ground through the hole, but we're speaking here where it's not attached to the ground. It, however, receives its yenika, its nourishment, by sitting on top of the ground. It gets its nourishment from the ground. So if he wrote the get on the earthenware, the cheres part, shalotzis nakev, of the perforated pot, kosher. It is kosher. Why? Because the pot itself is considered like metaltalin. The shakalei, he will take the pot, v'yavle nale, and he will give it to her. And Rashi points out, the last Rashi on the Amid, there's no mechusar ktsitsa, because it's not attached to the ground. And then Rashi says three lines from the bottom, v'ein loch ha-shema yishavar acheres v'itmlo hachaticha. Maybe he will break off a piece of the pottery and give it to her. V'havi le ktsitsa, there will be ktsitsa. D'lay mafsid le lotsitz. Why should I think that he's going to break a pot? So we're not choshed for that, and according to everyone, there's no machloikis that it would be kosher. There's no problem of having tzitza in between v'kosav and v'nosan. But what happens, continues the Gemara, if he wrote the get? Al-ola on a leaf shell, otzitznakiv, a leaf of the plant that is within the perforated pod. Abai Yomer Kosher. Abai says it's kosher. Rav Amar Pasul. Rav says it's pasul. Abai Yomer Kosher. Abai says it's kosher. As we turn to Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the shakol lei v'yov lei nalei, because he can take the otzitz and he can give it to the woman. It's not missing anything. There's no tzitz in between. Rav Amar, Rav says pasul, gzeira shema yiktayim, because we make a gzeira that he might pluck off the olah, this leaf, and give her the get on the leaf, and therefore, even if he doesn't do that, even if he gives her the otzitz because of the gzeira, we say that it's pasul if he wrote the get on the olah. So it comes out that we have a machlokes Abaye and Rav. According to Abaye, it's not even, we don't even make gzeira mid rabbanon. According to Rava, we do make gzeira mid rabbanon, even if he didn't pluck it off, if he gave her the otzitz, and it's usher mid rabbanon. Ask the Rana question, that l'chayra, according to all shitas, it should be usher pasul min haTorah, because since this is getting its yanika from the ground, l'mashal gabi hilchah Shabbos, moving it, would be giving it to the woman would be considered like he's uprooting it from the ground. So halachically, there is a ketzitza here. So why didn't I say that it's possible? Because, as we learned from the top of Chof Aleph Amid Beis, it says, because of a nasal, amishayna mechusar l'ksiva n'asina. Yotza zesh mechusar, ksiva ketzitza n'asina. This is considered a ketzitza. Why is there not a psul mitaraisa? According to everybody, Abai and Rav, it should both be mida. It's possible mitaraisa. Answers the Run, that this is only a halachic ketzitza. It's considered an halacha. L'maisa, this otzis is not nishrash, does not have its roots in the ground. It's only considered halachically, for example, Gabi Hilchah Shabbos, that's connected to the ground. But since, factually, when he picks up the otzis, bivas achas, he gives it to her, and there is no separate physical action of uprooting the otzitz from the ground, even though halachically it could be considered removing it from its source of nourishment. But legabi hilchas gittin, legabi the psul of having a tzitza in between the ksiva and asina, it's not considered a tzitza. It's not a physical ketzitza, and therefore, it's only a shaila. Is there a gzeira mid rabbanan according to Rava, or is it mutar lechatchila according to Abaye? And now the Gemara is going to go into various halachas concerning an otzitz nakuf. And Rashi tells us a yisoid here. The first few halachas will be nageya kinyanim. What kind of kinyanim do you make on the cheres, on the zroyim that are in the otzitz? And Rashi says that the otzitz itself, the pot itself, is considered metaltalin, and since the zroyim are in the pot and getting their nourishment from the ground upon which the pot rests, therefore the zroyim have halacha of mechubra lekarka, and they therefore have a din of karka gabe halachas concerning kinyanim. Begins the Gemara. Otzis shel echad, if let's say that the pot belongs to one person, uzroyim shel acher, and the seeds in the pot, let's say small vegetables, belong to another person, mocher baal otzis, the baal zroyim. So the owner of the pot, who owns metaltalin, sells his portion to the owner of the seeds, which have, as we explained, a din of karka. So the owner of the karka has to make a good kinyan in the otzis. So what is a good kinyan for metaltlin meshicha? Says the Gemara, kivin shemasha kana. Once the Baal Zroyim made meshicha on the otzis, he is kona. It's speaking about he'll make the meshicha into his rishus, or he'll make the meshicha into a simta, which is a temporary rishus on the side of Rishus HaRabim that's given over to the passers-by in the Rishus HaRabim to go off on the side and use that area for themselves. And their meshicha likewise is an acceptable kinyan. So once he made meshicha into a place where meshicha will work, he is kona. What about if Mocher Baal Zeroyim? If the owner of the Zeroyim who owns Karka, he sold his part, Labal Otzitz, to the owner of the perforated pot, Loikana de Baal Otzitz, is not kind of the Zeroyim, Ad Sheyachsik Bezeroyim, until he makes a Chazak in Zeroyim. And as Rashi points out, the Kinyan for Karka is Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. And here Rashi says, we're speaking about the fourth line of Rashi, Beloy Yoav Mois Kamairi, the Yoav Zuzi Mikni Bekesef. If he would have given money, then he would be kind of a Kesef. Here it's speaking about that he did not give Kesef. So what is the Kinyan that he could do? He could do Chazaka. Chazaka means working in the Karka. He could weed it or hoe it, and he could prepare it and make it acceptable to grow a plant there. This is called chazaka. So when will the Baal Otzis be kona the karka of the Zeroyim? The Zeroyim is considered mechubal karka and has a din of karka. When he makes a chazaka in the Zeroyim. Now really, here he could have done meshicha, because this is like, so to speak, a movable karka. It's a karka that's in a pot. I could move the pot and thereby move the karka. But we see that meshicha is not a kinyan in karka, period. There's only keser shtar chazaka. Here we see that even, so to speak, a movable piece of karka, we could not be kona with meshicha. So chazaka helps by the Zeroyim. Meshicha will not help by the Zeroyim, if it's connected to the karka. However, Tosfos earlier on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Yotza, writes that we learned before at the top of the Yomit that according to Abaye, it is mutter even midrabbanan to give a get, because he'll take the otzitz nakiv and give it directly to the woman, and there is no kitzitza in between. And we're not worried, Zera Shema Yikdom, that maybe he'll pluck a leaf off, according to Abaye. So, says Tosfos, that Abaye is speaking about that he did not drag it, he didn't do a meshicha on the ground. He picked it, while it's connected to the ground, there, the only thing that helps is chazok in the Zeroyim. But Abaye is speaking about that there was a hefsek. He lifted it up from the ground, and he severed the source of nourishment from the ground, and therefore he's able to give it directly to the woman. Here, where the Gemara says that he has to make a chazaka in the Zeroyim, it's speaking about that everything is happening on ground level, and therefore, as we said, meshicha doesn't help. It's considered attached to the ground, and therefore the only thing that helps is chazaka. Now, the top Tosfos points out that really this din could have been incorporated in the next din of the Gemara. Let us see what the next din of the Gemara is. Otzitz uzroyim shel echad umachon l'acher. If, let's say, Reuven owns both the otzitz and the zroyim, and he sold the whole thing to somebody else, to Shimon, so the din is hechzik bezroyim. If Shimon made a chazaka in the zroyim, which have a din of karka, then kona otzitz. Then you're kona the otzitz, which has a din of metaltalin, and this is the famous halacha of agav. Vezui shishanina. This is what we have learned. Nechasim she'ein lemachrayis, which refers to metaltalin. Nechasim where there's no dependency on them. For example, if someone owed money to a balchoyv, and then he sold to a lekeach karka after he had made this loan, so a loan, the balchoyv can go to that karka, he has a shibud, he has a lien on that karka, and he can collect from it, because it was sold after his loan took place. So that's the pshat, that has a chrayis. There's a security, there's a dependency on ground. Ground has a coil when somebody sells it, and therefore, when somebody buys it, and it means that it is secure for the person who made the loan. However, metaltalin, are considered property that somebody who made a loan cannot collect from. There's no dependency on that. There ain't lemach rais. So this is what we learned in Masechta Kedusha, Daf Chavav, that nechasim she'ein lemach rais metaltel and niknim in nechasim she'ein lemach rais bekesiv b'shtar b'chazaka. If I made a valid kinyan in the karka, the nechasim she'yesh lemach rais, which is, as we mentioned before, kesiv, shtar, or chazaka, so then I'm kind of on top of the karka, I'm kind of with it, the metaltlin through kinyan agav, because I made a valid kinyan on the chazaka, I'm kind of the metaltlin on top of the kinyan that I made on the karka. So if the Shimon made a chazaka in the zroyim, in the karka, he's kind of the metaltlin. So Toysus in the top Toysus points out that halacha that we learned, the second halacha, of these series of halachas, that if the Baal Zroyim sold to the Baal Otzitz, loy kona chiyachzik bezroyim, the Baal Otzitz is only kona if he made a chazak in the Zroyim, that's really incorporated in the third halacha. If you don't have to have two people owning one the Otzitz and one the Zroyim, if one person owns both the Otzitz and the Zroyim, and he's selling it to a stranger, also the stranger is kind of through Chazaka. If the stranger is going to make Meshicha, it's not going to help for the Zroyim. He has to make Chazaka. So why did the Mishnah, why do we have to say this second halacha? It could be incorporated in the third. Answers Tosfos, by saying it in this way in the second case, we're learning another chiddush, that although the Baal Otzitz owns the Otzitz. So I would have thought perhaps he can be kind of the Zroyim through Chatzar. It's as if the Zroyim are in his Rishus, they're in his Otzitz. So he doesn't need Chazaka. Kamash Malon, that even if you own the Otzitz, in this case, Chazaka, the Chatzar does not help. The only thing that helps is Chazaka. And that Chiddush I would not have known if we were speaking about Reuven owning both the Otzitz and the Zroyim and selling it to Shimon. I wouldn't know this extra Chiddush that here, Chatzar does not work. Continues the Gemara. Hechzik ba'otzitz, this is the fourth case now, that if he made a chazak in the otzitz, what does he mean he made a chazak in the otzitz? Not in the zroyim, we're talking about the metaltlin. He made a chazak, let's say he painted the earthenware, the cheres. So then the halacha is, af otzitz loikana. He's not even kind of dotsits, as Rashi points out, because this is a kinyan of chazaka. Chazaka doesn't work by metaltlin. Chazaka only works by karka. Meshicha works by otzitz, but he didn't do meshicha, he did chazaka. Chazaka doesn't work. And ad sheyachsev gizroyim, he's not kind of gizroyim because he didn't do chazaka and gizroyim. He did chazaka and otzitz, so that's why it says af otzitz leikana. He's not even kind of the otzitz, he's kind of neither gizroyim or the otzitz. You know when he'll be kind of it, if ad sheyachsev gizroyim. He'll make chazaka and gizroyim. So then he made a valid kinyan of chazaka for the karka, which is gizroyim, and then agav the karka, kinyan of chazaka, he's kind of agav that, the metaltalin. And now we continue with halachos that have to do with mitzvahs atulius baritz and which are related to an otzitz nakov. What happens if nikvoy baritz? If the hole in the perforated pot is in Eretz Yisrael, v'noifoy and the branches which have the fruit on them is b'chutzal aretz. So do I say that this is chayv in Meiser or not? Abaya Omar Basir Nikvoy Azlinen. Abaya says that we go after the hole. And since the hole is in Eretz Yisrael, it is chayv in Meiser. Rava Omar, Rava says, Basir Noifoy Azlinen. We go after the branches and the fruits, and therefore it is not chayv in Meiser. Says the Gemara, Bid the Ashrush. If this is an otzitz nakav that is rooted in the ground, then kuliyama loipligi, there would be no machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Everybody would hold that it is chayiv in Meiser. It goes after Eretz Yisrael. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes Abaye and Rava? The machloikis is b'deloyashrush, if it is not rooted in the ground. Ask the Gemara, u'b'deyashrush loypligi, are you telling me that when it's rooted in the ground there's no machloikis? And everybody would hold that we go after the ashrush, after the rooting in Eretz Yisrael, and not after the nov. Vatnan, we learned in a Mishnah, in Bav Metziah, shtei ganezu al gavzu, if you had two gardens, one on top of the other, v'yerek b'entayim, and there is vegetables in between, as Rashi explains, you have a top garden which is on top of a cliff, and at the bottom of the cliff you have a bottom garden, a gan elyon and a gan tachtoin, and this one garden belongs to Reuven and the other garden belongs to Shimon. So from Reuven's garden ha-elyon, from the cliff, from the fence along the cliff, from that ground, there sprouts out a vegetable, and it is hanging in the air space of the Gan HaTachton, of Shimon's garden. The question is, do I look at it as belonging to Reuven's Gan Elyon, or do I look at it as belonging to Shimon's Gan Tachton? So we have a machlokes or mayor, rebuter, a mayor, I'm Rishol Elyon, that this belongs to the garden on top, to Reuven. Rebuter says, no, it belongs, Shal Tachton, to Shimon's garden at the bottom. And the Gemara understood, L'chayrit, this is the machlokes. Do you go Basser? It's speaking about Ishrush. It's rooted in the ground above, on the cliff, from the cliff. The shaila is, do you go after the ashrasha, or do you go after the nof? Do you go after the branch where it branches out to in the airspace of Shimon? So how can you say that by ashrasha is no machlaikis? So the Gemara says, no, really everybody holds you go after the ashrasha. But here it's a different question. Here it's a question of bailus, who owns it? Hasim to the time and the time. And there it's, as we learned the reason, Amrav Meir, ma im yirtza elyon litel es afri. What happens if Reuven decides that I'm going to make an excavation, I'm going to remove the entire cliff, I'm going to have my garden level to Shimon's garden? If I were to do that, then that vegetable that was sticking out from the fence along the cliff, it would cease to exist. There would be no cliff there anymore. So I'm the bialim on it. I cause it to function. Ain kan yerek. If I took away the offer, there would be no yerek. So it's my yerek. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says no, the opposite. Ma'am, yirtza tacht l'malasas ga nasay offer. What happens if the shimon at the bottom says, you know what? I want to be as high level as Reuven. I'm going to bring truckloads of earth here. I'm going to build up my garden until I am level on top of the cliff with Reuven. If I were to do that, then likewise, I ain't kan yerek. Then that yerek that's sticking out of the cliff won't have any sunlight. It will be buried in my ground. It'll cease to exist. So I'm the bialim over it. So Mela, the Gemara is saying that here is not a shaila of hashrasha or knife. Everybody holds if that were the only shaila, you would go after hashrasha. Here is a question, whose claim is a better claim considering the mastery, the bialus over this year? Ask the Gemara about Kati, but Asher Shalai Pligi, what are you saying? That when it is rooted in the ground, everybody holds that if it's rooted in Eretz Yisrael, that it would be Chayv and Meiser, there's no machloikis between Abai and Rava. And everybody would say, you go after the Ashrash Vatani, we learned in Brisa. Elon, and if you have a tree, Mitzasi Baretz, it was planted, the trunk of the tree, half of it is in Eretz Yisrael, or Mitzasi B'chutzarts, and half of it is in Chutzarts, it's on the border, exactly in the border. So I say, that Tevel V'chul Muravin Zeba Zed, Divi Rabbi, Rabbi Shita is, that any fruit that grows on this tree is growing, is receiving sustenance both from Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, and therefore, as Rashi explains, there is no Chiyuv Vadai. From Eretz Yisrael, it's Tevel, it is Chayv HaMeiser. From Chutz Laaretz, it's regular Chulin, it's not Chayv HaMeiser. So you could not be Mafrish from here on something that was Vadai Chayiv, because this is only a Suffig. It would be considered Min HaChiyuv Al HaPtur, and you cannot be mafrish from something vadei chayiv on it, or from it on Tevel Vaday. This is the sheet of Rabbi, because it's all mixed together. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, he says, no, Hagadol B'chiyuv, that which grew in the airspace of Eretz Yisrael, Chayiv, Hagadol B'Ptur, Potter, that which grew in the airspace of Chutz Loretz is Potter, so my love, Miktsas Neufibortz, Miktsas Neufibachutz Loretz. The Gemara understood that has nothing to do with where the roots are coming from, it has to do with where the branches are going. If the fruit grows on a branch that is in Eretz Yisrael, then it is Tevel. If it's a branch that grows in Chutz Loretz, then it is Cholot, according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So you see, it has nothing to do with Hashrasha, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So not everybody holds that it has to do. L'chayra, here you see that has to do with the Noif, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even though it's Nishrash, says the Gemara, Loi. It would seem, in other words, as Rashi explains, that even if all the Shrashim were in Eretz Yisrael, those branches that are bearing fruits in Chutz Loretz would be Chulin, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So you see that even by Nishrash, there are shittas that hold that you go after the branch and not after the root. So it's difficult on what you said before, that by Ashrash or Kuli Alma, everybody's might, it was Nishrash and Eretz Yisrael, it would have a din of Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara, Loi. You know what it means? Part of it's in Chutz Loretz and part of it's in Eretz Yisrael. Mix Ashrash in Ba'aretz, mix Ashrash in Chutz Loretz. It is totally in the Shoirish, except Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, since part of the Shoshim are in Eretz Yisrael, that's from Eretz Yisrael. Since part are in Chutz Loretz, that is in Chutz Loretz. Frey the Gemara, Umay Tami the Rav Shimon Gamliel, explains Rashi, so what if part of the roots are Chutz Loretz, part are in Eretz Yisrael? But the fruit that is on the tree is coming from the sap of the tree. That's mal the sruf, says Rashi, b'chol apri, and the roots are giving that sruf, we cannot divide it that the roots on the Eretz Yisrael side are giving only the sap to the fruits on that side of the tree, and the fruit and the roots from Chutz Loretz are giving to the other side. It goes all over the tree, so L'chai Rebbe's right, that you have tevel v'chulin, and every pri, I have a mixture of tevel v'chulin. So what's Rav Shimon Gamliel Svara? How can you make such a clear demarcation between Chutz Loretz and Eretz Yisrael? Answers the Gemara, the Mafzik, Tsunama. There's a rock that goes bedrock right into the ground, all the way down, and it goes right up, says Rashi, until the stump, the trunk of the tree. So, in fact, it is such a separation that the Rav Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion that the roots on the Eretz Yisrael side will only give the sap to the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and the roots on the Chutz Loretz side will give the sap to the fruits on the Chutz Loretz side. If so, says the Gemara, if you have such a clear demarcation because of this bedrock, my time of the Rebbe, what's the Svara of Rebbe? Why does Rebbe hold that we say it's mixed together? The Gemara says, the Hadri Arvi, Einachanami, at the foot of the tree, it is separated, but once it goes up the trunk of the tree, then it gets mixed together, and Rebbe says that we say there's Chulin and Tevel mixed together. But my kamifli, what's the swar of the machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel? Mar Sover Avira Mevalbali. Rebbe holds that the airway, when you go up the trunk of the tree, that mixes together what the roots were giving into the sap, and it gets all mixed together, and each fruit is affected both by Chutz Loretz and Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's Tevel and Chulin, Murav and Zebazeh. Umar Sover Rav Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion, Hai Luchudekoi, that in fact, since it's separated at the bottom, the roots by the bedrock, therefore the sap that goes up will in fact go separately. The Eretz Yisrael will go to the Eretz Yisrael side of the tree, the Chutz Loretz will go to the Chutz Loretz side, and therefore that which grows in the Chiyuv is Chayiv, that which grows in the Ptur is Potter. So this is a special case. But if you didn't have this case, if you stum had Ashrasha, then Ein Nechanami, everybody would Moida, you would go after the Ashrasha. Where's the Mechalek Zabai V'Rava? It's speaking about an Otzitz Nokov, which is not Mushrash in the earth. We just have the hole on the Eretz Yisrael side, and you have the knife on the Chutz Loretz side. There Abai says you go after the hole in Eretz Yisrael. It's Chayiv and Meiser, and Rava says that you go after the knife in Eretz Chutz Loretz, and it is Potter from Meiser. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir Oimer, that ain't kais v'loyal and yor mochig v'loyal a diftera. And the Gemara wants to know what is diftera. Amar b'chibar asim shmeidu ulo. Gimel Oimer is saying there are three skins, and none of these are considered cloth, but they are considered dried skins. Gimel Oiris Hain. What are they called? Matzah Chayfa V'Diftera. And Rashi says that they're different in their names. And as we're going to see, Legabi Hilchos Shabbos, they have different shiurim of when you're Mechayev for Hitzah on Shabbos. What do these words mean? Matzah K'mashmoy. The skin that is called matzah is like a matzah. Like it would seem to indicate, just like matzah is not treated with anything, because we don't want it to become chametz, it's untreated dough, so that it should not turn into bread, so too the skin that is called matzah, d'loy maliach, it has no salt, it's not salted. D'loy kamiach, it has no flour. These are all processes in the development of klaf. U'd'loy opitz, it has no gallnuts, it has no treatment whatsoever. Lamai Hilchas, concerning what halach is it enough gemin if we're going to call this a matzah? Loitzah Shabbos, if somebody, let's say Bishoyge, carried out a piece of chayfa on Shabbos, when will he be chayv achatas? The kamashir, what's the shir for matzah? Kedek tani, Rishmul Rabbi Yudah, like Rishmul Rabbi Yudah learned. Kedei lotzer mishkol ktana, in order to cover over as Rashi says, a weight of a ferris of lead, because as Rashi explains, this small weight has a tendency to get rubbed out, and in order to cover it, that it shouldn't get rubbed out, we cover it with this matzah oir. And the amount that can cover a small lead measure is the amount that one would be chayv on Shabbos if he carried it out to be chayv achatas. The kama, how much is this? Amar Abaye, ki riva de riva de pumpadisa, like the smallest measure in pumpadisa, which was a quarter of a quarter. Chayfa, what ore is called chayfa? De maliach, it is salted. The process was begun, but v'loy kamir, there was no flour. V'loy afetz, there are no afetz, and there are no gallnuts. L'may hilchasa, concerning what? Do we call it chayfa? Loy tzor Shabbos. V'kamishir, what's the special shir for chayfa? K'disnan, like we learned in a Mishnah, in Mesech the Shabbos, on daf ein chesam et beiz, oyer, this skin of chayfa, k'dei lasis kamiya, in order to make a kamiya. Rashi says not to make it, on the fourth wide line of Rashi at the bottom, mesukin k'tzas v'roy l'chafoy spoy kamiya. It seems from Rashi that lasis here means to cover a amulet, the amount of skin of chayfa that's necessary to cover an amulet. Diftera, what is considered diftera? The maliach, it was salt. Ukemiach, and it did have flour on it. Veloy afetz, but the final step of gallnuts was not applied. Lamai hilchasa, leitzar shabbos, kamishuri, kidei lichter la'av of esaget. In order to write a get, so the Braisa is going according, this what Reb Chiya said in the name of Ula, is going according to the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, that the Chachamim are Machshirin, as we have in the next line of the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to explain who the Chachamim are and why they hold their Shita, but Lamaisa, they hold that Diftera is acceptable to write a get on it, and that's the shear for it. So our Shabbos, if somebody carried it out, b'shoygig, let's say, to be chayv kor machatas, he would have to carry out enough diftera to write a get. Tosfos points out, divrei maskil kidei lichtov olav es haget, that the reason why we brought this whole inyan of the three oiris is to point this halacha out, that the shear of diftera is kidei lichtov olav es haget, and this goes according to Rabbanan of our Mishnah, and the Rishonim say, from here we see a paskin like the sheet of the Chachamim, that a diftera is acceptable to write on it a get. Now, normally, when something is more chashiv than another thing, a smaller thing is usually more chashiv than something else, that you need to be bigger. The less chashiv a thing is, the bigger it has to be. Here, Taisa says, has nothing to do to size according to the chashivus of the zach. It could be, of course, that diftera is more chashiv. It's more worked on, so of course it's more expensive. It's a better quality of oyer. than chayfer matzah, and yet it could be bigger than a small leaden weight or a small amulet in order to write a get. But rather, Taisa has nothing to do with the chashivas, but rather it has to do with the function. The functionality of diftra is for a get, and therefore, in fact, to be chayv for Tzor Shabbos, it would in fact be bigger than a matzah or a chayfa, but that does not indicate that it is less chashiv. And Rashi points out that none of these three oiris are what we call a cluff. That's a parchment, because a parchment is four lines from the bottom of Rashi. Umiu cluff gomer demaliach ukmiach ve'ofitz loishmei or. That's not called a skin. That's called a cluff. And therefore, we didn't even mention the case of cluff, because cluff has the salt and the flour and the gallnuts, and there, of course, it would not be able to make a mechika, to be mezayif, because since it's treated with gallnuts, it's like a black color on it, and if you made a mechika, it would rub out the blackness. We would see that there was a ziyuf. It's only by diftera, which doesn't have the gallnuts applied, that it is possible to make a ziyuf, and that's where Rabbi Yudah Maseiros says that it is possible for a get, because there may have been a t'nai written in the get, and they erased the t'nai. They still have the signatures of the Edom. They still have the rest of the get, and the t'nai is missing from the get, and nobody would, they would rewrite it, and nobody would know the difference. And yet, the according to the Rabbanan, the halacha is that it's kosher, and that's the next piece of Gemara that we're going to learn right now. V'chachomim machshirin man chachomim, as Rashi explains, the last line of Rashi. Who are they, and what is the reason that they're machshir? L'chai Rabbi Yudah ben Maseiros has a very good logic why it should be a pasul get, because you're able to falsify the contents of the get. Amar Rabbi Lozer, this is Rabbi Lozer ben Pedos, the Amoira, as we turn to the Abchav Beis Amid Beis. You know who this is? This is Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua HaKoyen, the Tana. And he said, like we had in the whole Masechta, Rabbi Lozer Damer, Eidei Mesira Karti, that it's Eidei Mesira. Let's learn the Rashi together, the top Rashi. Rabbi Lozer Damer Chasimus HaGet, Eidei Minatayra. That to sign on a get, that's not necessary min haTorah. V'lo yisagi l'misve b'lo yedim esira. That you cannot have the get unless you have edim esira. The inu hudav de krisis. According to Rabbi Lozer, edim esira karti. They are the ones who make this into this parchment into a divorce document that separates the husband from the wife. Dal korch being an edim. You do have to have edim according to everybody, because we learned erva dover dover mimamen. Just like by mamon you need two edim, al pishnei edim yakum dover. The same thing by erva. The hilchah says Rashi loy chashinu l'dil mezayfa. That's why the rabbanan are machshir this get, even though by difter it could be mezuyev. We're not worried about it. Da amor and tzrich lemikri, because we learned before that in Masechta Gittin that the edim asira have to read the contents of the get. The e havi beit tznai. If there would have been a tznai which was erased in uyadi, they know about it. Umandi or Eidim Asira, Iker HaBol, Inase, Trichalavi Eidim Shanim Shalfame. The Iker one who is bringing a get, and she has to bring the Eidim Asira. Now, the Rishonim point out, Tosfos says this, that Rashi doesn't mean to say here that according to Rav Elazar, Eidi Chasima don't work. We know Tikkun Olam, Eidi Chasima, according to Rav Elazar, works also. But Rashi is trying to say is that when there are no Eidei Chasima, or when it is a case of diftera where it's not recognizable if it was erased or not, so mele we can't be soimach on the Eidei Chasima. They could have left the signatures of the Eidim and changed the whole wording of the Tanai that was written in the get. Erased the Tanai, rewritten the get. So there, Rabbi Lazar says that we are soimach in those cases, there we have to come on to the Eidim Asira. The Eidim Asira take away the problem of maybe having a get mezuyev, because they read it, they remember what it says in the get, and based on their testimony, they can say, we know that this, nothing was tampered with in this get, and therefore, even on difter, it remains a valid get. Continues Rashi. Avala Rab Meir, Domer Loivin Eidim Asira. But according to Rab Meir, who says, you don't need Minatar Eidim Asira. Ikala Meichas L'Zuyufa. Then you're right. Then you can be Chash L'Zuyufa. Demand the Somach Eidich Sima. according to Rameir, who samach on this validation by the signatures of the Edom, she doesn't bring those Edom who are signed on it. If there are other people who recognize their signatures, if there was a condition written in the get, and she forged the get, the contents of the get, she erased it, on diphtheria you won't know. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. He holds like Rameir that Eidich Sima karti. Eidich Sima, you have to make sure that you write it on something that you cannot tamper with. It would seem from Rashi that, let's say, she didn't bring Edom to validate the signatures of the Edom written, but rather she brought the Eidich Sima themselves. Or she brought Edom Asira, who said, we read the get and we know it's good. It would seem, according to Rashi, that even according to Rab Meir, then, Einachanami, you could use such a get. On this, Tosis and other Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, according to Rab Meir, who holds Eidich Asima Karti, then the get has to be Muchach Mitoichoi. It has to be clear from the contents of the get that this is a valid cloth upon which the get has been written. And therefore, if it was written on Diftara, there's a flaw in the actual get itself, and therefore it's possible, no matter what Edom will say about the contents of this particular get. So the Tosfos and other Rishonim are mechulek on Rashi in this point. Continues the Gemara, V'yomer Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said another din concerning this halacha, lo hichshir Rabbi Elazar, this is again Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, the Amora is saying it, concerning Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, la'yishu Rabbi Elazar ala la'alter, only if the woman brings the get to Beis Din on the day that it was given to her with the Edom Asira, and she notifies Beis Din that she's a grusha, and they will be mat to her to remarry based on this get. Because since it happened right now, and there are Edom Asira, we're not worried about Ziyev, because the Edom Asira will say, we remember exactly what was written in the get. Avol mikan ad asar yamim loy. But if it's going to be delayed up to 10 days, then Einachanami, even according to Rabbi Elazar, we don't trust the memory of the Edom Asira, and then we're worried in a get, which is written on a diftera, even according to Rabbi Elazar, that this is not, it will not be a valid get. Chayshin and Dilma Havi Beitunov is the after maybe and there was a Tanai there and she was Mazayafit and the Aiden, we can't rely on their memory. Rabbi Yochanan and Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and he says, according to Rabbi Elazar, Afilu Mikana Soryam, even from now until 10 days, we do rely on the memory of the Aiden Masira, and therefore it could still be written on a diphtera. The im isid havi beit tanai, if in fact there would have been a tanai, mitkri dechiri, they would have remembered, and therefore, since we're samech on the Edom Asira, we're not worried even after 10 days that it is an invalid get and it was tampered with. The Amr Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said another din, la'ichshir Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, the tana was not machshir a diftera, ela begitten, only for getten. As Rashi says, that they are made to be matur the woman, and she can bring it to Beis Din right away, and they'll be matur her, and then, since there will be a zikoron in Beis Din, and a koil, that people will know that she's divorced, so therefore, Rabbi Elazar was soimach on the Edom Asira, avol bishtar shtoris, loyas, Rashi explains, other shtoris that are kept so that the malva, the one who made the loan can collect his loan from the loiva, and maybe he won't bring out this shtar until a long time, and meanwhile the Edom Asira will forget about it, and we're going to depend on the Edich Sima, and it's Mezuyev. They forged the upper writing of the shtar, and they left the Edom signed at the bottom. So by shtar shtarais, there even Rabbi Elazar will admit that written on a difter is not good. How do we know this? Dichsiv, because it says by Yirmiyo, when Hashem was speaking to Yirmiyo about shtari mecher, he said, v'nasatim, Yirmiyo is actually speaking to Baruch ben Neriah, and he's telling him, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyo to buy a field from his cousin, so he told his he told Baruch ben Neriya that this deed for this piece of carcass should be kept for many days. Unisatim bekli cheres, you should put it in an earthenware keli laman yamdu yomim rabim, so that it should last for many days, for a long time. So you see that there's a condition in a shtar that's used for monetary purposes that it should last for a long time. And the mele by shtar shtoris, Rabbi Lazar would not have been matur a shtar written on a difter. Rabbi Yochanan and Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he said, "Filu b'shtar is difter is mutter." I, the Gemara asks, "V'ksiv l'man yamdu yom ram." We just brought this pasuk in Yirmiyo that implicit in a shtar is that it should last for a long time. The Gemara answers, "Hasam etzah tayvik amash malon." That's just to protect his interests. It's a good idea. The pasuk says, "I'm giving you good advice." That it's better that it should be written on enduring paper. But Lemaisa, if it was written on Diftera, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, even by Shar Shtoris, not only by a get, it will be good. Hasam Eitza Toiva, Kamash Malon. He just wanted to tell him some good advice, that it's better to write it on a parchment, on a cloth, that will last for many days, but if he didn't, it would still be valid.